Going on, y'all, your boy Russell the Fourth.
Hey everybody, it is me, Brandy,
and welcome to another Thursday live of the What They Never Told Us podcast. Whole gang here. Remember, like you didn't know the air horns was coming.
Remember to drop your name in the comments so that we can shout you out right now. I see Shayla, Candace, Shalanda, Kenneth. It shows me that Nikki is watching. I thought I saw Shanika, but maybe not. No, she went here. That's all right.
Everybody in here, what up? Hope you guys are doing well. Hope your week's been going well. If you in the Michigan area, it's finna snow on y'all heads. So I hope y'all got y'all Lunchables and all that. I hope y'all got y'all snacks and lunches for the kids. If you work in a school system like I, you'll be enjoying some extra time off work. So it's lit over this way.
You got half a day. They're gonna clear it out by Monday. You're gonna be back in that thing.
Monday is Martin Luther King's birthday.
Well, that is true. You get a little extra day.
Boom.
Look at that.
Look at you trying to talk stuff inaccurately.
Okay, I'm leaving here with the kids.
You gotta go in?
I'm going to work.
Oh, I'm gonna enjoy that so much.
I'm going to work. Shalanda said it's in the 50s here. Well, we don't really care about that.
Who said Shalanda? That?
Shalanda.
Oh, that made me upset.
We don't really care about that.
I'm like legitimately upset. Why do they always do that? And you know who do it more? The people that used to live in the Michigan.
They know what we suffering through.
Yeah, they're like, it's 60 here. It's 50. Ain't nobody asked you all that. I'm talking about snow.
I put my practice post out there on Facebook today. I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
You ain't going nowhere.
I'm ready to go.
I know.
I'm ready.
But you not.
But I'm his. Watch.
What up, y'all?
Mark my words. Y'all gonna be watching What They Never Told Us from Memphis or somewhere, because I got to go.
Now, why they gotta watch from Memphis? That don't even make sense.
No, I'm saying they're gonna be watching us from Memphis.
Like, watching us in
we're
Memphis?
Gonna be yes stationed in Memphis, and they're gonna be watching us.
Memphis?
I don't know.
That's a real.
This is the first city. You,
that's how rumors get started, because we done been there twice in 1 year. Nobody go to Memphis.
I can't wink that good.
She's capping so hard. ain't going nowhere. But yeah, so who has checked out the episode? I don't even know what it was called. It was called something else, and we changed it like after a day. I don't know what it was.
It was called Married Does Not Equal Happy.
So you do know what we talked about. See,
no, I just knew the title. Jeez, OP.
Playing games, y'all. I swear.
Shayla said, I was mad coming back from Puerto Rico. It was 85 and standing.
Y'all,
what?
Y'all.
Where did this come from? We didn't ask y'all about the sunny weather.
They keep doing that. Like, who asked you? See, this is how you know I'm hating. And I have no shame about that. Who asked you about you being in Puerto Rico? I didn't. I was here cold and with no sunshine.
Ain't invite us or nothing. Ain't trying to make it no couple trip. She went like around my birthday too, which is really like, it's kind of shady, right?
It's a little disrespectful. And then the slight flex of, I was so mad coming back from Puerto Rico. You know what?
It's a little shady. We got to talk about that. Kippa said, Memphis. I said that too. I already put it in the atmosphere for y'all because y'all done rolled out a few times.
Who said that?
Candace. Well, see, the thing is I don't really appreciate the crime rate in Memphis. So unless they like chill out or Russell gets me like in a very affluent area, I was really just throwing out Memphis.
We it's not even talked been about on the
consideration list.
Just talking. Yeah. I don't even know why she does this. Just be saying anything.
It really has not even been on the consideration list. Now, whatever God is doing, he going to do it.
But I rolled my eyes so hard when I saw your post like, just saying anything.
Now, I'm not really saying anything. I'm trying to practice. I'm trying to get ready for like when I pop back in. Like, hey, y'all. I got to go. It's cold here, and me and Nicole ain't mixing well this year.
Mm. Who saw the episode? Did anybody watch the episode? I thought it was a good one. We discussed a couple of topics, but the main one was, I keep going into it like I knew, and I keep asking about what the episode was about, and I don't remember. Do you? No?
You and your little fancy Stanley Jr.
It's a Yeti.
It's a Stanley Jr.
It's a Yeti.
He wanted a Stanley so bad. I'm going to get him one, yeah.
You ain't get yourself one. You this be.
Nah. So in this episode, we talked about a few things. I think in the beginning was the heavens and God created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. Dang, who watched the episode? Because I really don't remember.
Wow, we just got on live. While we think about that, I got some anonymous. I was trying to find this one specifically I wanted to talk about, and I couldn't find it. It made me so mad. But I did get a couple of like anonymous, like small icebreaker warm up topics. Oh, see how we don't remember what the episode was about. This would be a good little time frame to, you know, talk about something while we wait on that.
Candace, you did speak that to me when we was in Detroit, and I'm just gonna let God do what he do.
This actually reminded me. Okay, I'm gonna read this and then we'll go into it. Okay, for those who've gone through a divorce, what do you do with the mementos? The rings, the wedding album, mm-hmm. the wall pictures. He says, get rid of it. Doesn't mean anything anymore. I'm done with the relationship. I have no ill will towards him. With all the things you need to navigate, they never tell you how to handle this part. So we don't have kids to pass anything to. I was thinking of giving it to his parents, but he's against it. Throwing it away just doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't make me sentimental. Yet it still feels wrong. I just don't know what to do. We were friends first, and I respect that he doesn't want to be friends anymore. But it's one of those situations where one party has tried and the other just didn't see it as important. Even the counselor agreed and asked, what was the sense in marrying me if he didn't want to try? Yet now he's acting like he's the one that's been wronged. And again, not my deduction, but the layman terms. Okay,
she's going to tell. Can we just stop at that? What do you do with
the when I say she poured out her heart, because this thing here could have been on a short novel. I guess I'm just grieving the friendship, but just don't know what to do with all of this stuff.
So I don't want to get your name right, but I think it's Tamala. It's first time that I've seen this name on here, and she answered very quickly, burn them. And... I ain't mad at that answer.
What's her name?
Tamala.
What up, Tamala?
McCone.
This your first time here for this. Welcome back. Welcome.
Jay just informed Shanika that she got a small little shout out on the episode. And yes, you did. But because you never listen, you'll never hear it.
It's true. We definitely was talking about you on the podcast.
But as a divorcee, I will say that most of the things that I had memento wise, like pictures and I don't know, letters or cards or stuff like that, I just got rid of it. The one thing that was really hard for me to part with was our wedding book. And that was hard for me to part with because it's the last like pictures that I have of my grandmother. What we did was we did like a Shutterfly book. Mm-hmm. So the pictures were the book, like the pages in the book were the pictures.
I got you.
So I couldn't just keep those. And I think Pat, shout out to Pat, took the pictures. So maybe he still has them. But I mean, it was a long time ago. So they just got lost, unfortunately. And so that was the hardest thing for me to throw away. Sorry.
It definitely is easier said than done. Like for the young lady who was writing this, you know, like you could tell from how she kind of carried on at the end, you know, as much as you try to say like it's done, but like you could tell there's still some sort of attachment. You didn't choose the divorce, so throwing away the stuff often becomes an extension of you throwing away aspects of relationship,
letting go, like, of the relationship,
letting it go. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we were talking about in the episode. It reminded me about the ring. Like we asked the question, if you're engaged and the engagement gets called off for some reason, do you give the ring back? Was this lady, I didn't tell you, she stitched it and was like emphatically no.
You don't give it back?
Yeah, she's emphatically no. Like she's actively going through that right now. She was saying like he asked for it, blah, 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 blah. But she's the one who called it off. And that's weird to me how you don't want the person, but you want the ring to get you. That's foul.
We posted the clip of that question specifically on social media, and it actually got a lot of engagement. And the majority of the people said that they would give it back. And that was both of our reasoning on the answers, I should say, on the podcast was like, if the relationship is done, why am I holding on to things that remind me of the relationship? Now, there are some instances where death, you know, I wouldn't expect you, if now we're, I'm in a new relationship, to just get rid of all the pictures of your wife if she passed away. But if it was, even if it was the most cordial breakup in the whole wide world, I don't want to walk into your house and see things that I know are attributed to one of your exes. So then you think, okay, well, maybe I don't have them out on display. Maybe I just put them away. But why? If you're not going to look at them, if you're not going to touch, feel, connect with them.
We did that when we first started dating, didn't we?
I remember coming to your, and like, I remember coming to your apartment and seeing a suitcase of an ex-girlfriend. I was like, why do you still have this?
A suitcase of an ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. It was a suitcase. It had a little luggage tag on it and everything. I was like, why do you got this?
That was my suitcase.
No, you told me that you just never, you had used it and you didn't, you just never ended up giving it back.
The which, red one?
I don't remember.
It was, there's only one suitcase I had. And that was, so that was luggage we had got when, it was a wedding gift actually. Her name was on the tag because like, I think she was the last person to use it, but I mean, when I left, that was one of the things I took with me. So I mean,
I think we remember.
I'm not talking about that.
We remember pieces of luggage.
I don't remember even saying anything to me about that. You was a picture I had of my kids, and it was like a frame I had in my house, and I had pictures of the kids, and one of the pictures had my ex-wife in it as well. Mm-hmm. And you were like, kind of like, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of awkward, like passing by this every time I come up. This, you know,
like we cuddling on the couch, or you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just, it's weird. Like, I mean, I get it if it has your kids in it. I get why it makes sense.
It didn't even. Like, I didn't even realize you said. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I can see that being awkward. I get it. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's just like, and so that comes to my point. Like, if you're not going to actively do something with it, then why keep it in your house? Like, if it's not posted on your wall, if it's not something that you use, like maybe it's sentimental value, like a certain Bible or something like that. But I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me to keep those things after the relationship is over. You want to take some comments? Because my thing is just scrolling. I think they ain't here going off.
No, I ain't even on the live.
Oh, Lord. So Candace was helping us out with the title of the episode. Jay says, Shanika, I was like, oh, that's so sweet. But she's not going to see it to know y'all love her, period. Shayla says, it was hard at first to get rid of items. But once I was able to process the divorce, I threw that stuff in the trash. Hey, Charity, what's up, girl? Jay says, I can tell y'all this, don't catch their items on fire. They can take you to probate court, so you'll have to compensate them for it. I'm saying it from experience.
Why you know that?
He said, I'm saying it for experience. He's very open.
You setting stuff on fire? It's giving real weight into Excel, fam.
Well, maybe his stuff.
And
was,
I don't want you.
Maybe his stuff was set on fire.
Oh, I thought you was like in the living room sent to
him. I mean, I don't know, but we're gonna find out because you definitely gonna tell us, Jay. Shayla says, yes, Brandy, you made my album and it was hard to get rid of. I remember that. Maybe that was the problem, Shayla. Maybe we shouldn't have made them albums. Charity says, yeah, I deleted all kinds of pictures, but I never had any in hand past relationship. Candace says, yes, give the ring back.
Trey said, nah, I'm cashing in. I'm gonna get $65 for sure.
Not 65.
65. That's funny.
Tamla says, burning those pictures gives closure. What else would you do with them? I honestly don't know.
It's true.
I just threw them away. I didn't burn them. I'm not really in the fire. So
Jay said, dang, Russ had a spend the night bag in the crib. It was not a spend the night bag. It was bona fide luggage that I went to the airport with. You're not gonna do this, okay? I'm about to start. Can I block it?
Shalanda says, give the ring back. And
she says, Facebook just ended. I hope we still here. We still here? Yeah, people still commenting, right?
Facebook just ended. I'm on Facebook.
Yep. Jay said, Charity responded. Jay said, it ain't like it cost that much to begin with, because I'm like, why are we spending an arm and a leg on a ring? It's true. It's true. People put too much emphasis on them things that don't really matter. What's the marriage hidden on? That part.
Yeah. So I think a lot of stuff. Oh, I think where I was going to go with that is when we talk about getting rid of stuff, one of the things that irks me, and I don't know if it irks you as much as it irks me, but is, okay, so when you're married as a woman, obviously most of us will change our name. So then in the divorce, you might change your name back, maybe not. I did not choose to change my name back to my maiden name after I got divorced. So I want to know that, number one, once you are divorced, should you give him his name back? We talking about giving stuff back. Is that his stuff? Do you give him his name back? I chose not to give my name back. But now that my name is something different, every time Brandy Pierce comes up on something, I get irritated. And I don't know how you feel, because it's like on bills that we have, it has that name. If something comes, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want him to see this. Like, why is that still on my name? Some of my credit cards or my debit cards still have it on there just because they haven't expired. Yeah. That is one of the most frustrating things to me, because I'm like, how many things do I have to change?
It's like, everybody's different, right? Like, I know some people who hold on to it because it ties into a family aspect that they're not ready to give up. And not so much with the connection to the ex, but as much as it is like a connection to the children, right? Like, I don't want to have a different last name as my children. And you know, that's a big thing. I don't know what that's like, so I don't want to speak on it too much, but I can only imagine what it's like to, like, women have the unique experience of, like, when I marry somebody, it's almost like an identity change, not in who you are, but in how you identify. Like, your last name is big.
You're stepping on my little testimony. but no, I just went. But no, that it was exactly my point. When I first had my son, he took his dad's last name. So I already had a different last name than one of my kids. And it always made it awkward with, like, school stuff. They would be like, Mrs. Griffin. And I'm like, no, it's Pierce or whatever, you know. So then when I had two kids with my ex-husband, that was my main reason for keeping my last name. Like, I wanted to still have the same last name with my kids. I didn't want it to be confusing. My kids were really little, so they only knew me as Brandy Pierce. They didn't know Brandy Baines. They, you know, this is what's my name? They would tell you that. So I just didn't want to confuse them. And it's a lot of paperwork and just a lot of random stuff that you have to change that. Before meeting you, I just didn't want to do. And it is tied to your identity. So for me, I didn't feel like Brandy Baines anymore. Like, that was who I was as a kid. I had grew up, I got married, and I really felt like my name represented who I had become. So then I really wasn't Brandy Baines, but now I'm getting divorced, so I'm not Brandy Pierce. It was kind of like, who am I? So it was one of those things that I clung to just feel like myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and which is like when I went through my divorce, you know, my ex was like, "Yeah, I'm not changing my name," and I was like, "Okay," like it didn't bother me because once again, I don't know what that's like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I will say this though: when your life shifts from a name and starts shifting into who you are in that moment and who you are for real, which is so much bigger than just your name, right? Mm-hmm. Then this attachment to a past season doesn't work anymore, right? Like, your being Pierce don't bother you until you start falling in love with me. Mm-hmm. And now you bearing the name of somebody who spiritually and life-wise, like,
I'm no longer attached to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now it's like, now one thing that you didn't want to give up, now when you hear it, it's irritating. Mrs. Pierce, it's Davis. Like, you know what I mean?
I just saw a Facebook memory where I changed my name on Facebook because it was, even when we were dating and engaged, it was still Brandy Pierce.
Yeah.
And I went to Brandy Saray and it said, I was really clever. It was like, name change until my name change.
Mm-hmm.
It was really clever. I felt I was up, okay, myself on the back for that. Right.
That's good.
But it is like a really murky middle that you don't know what to do with.
I will say this though. It's, y'all know I'm a preach, so just deal with it. This is a great analogy and it paints a good picture of what it's like when you wrap your identity in an aspect of your season, right? Like when, I'm trying to think of an example, say in one season of your life, this job was just really important to you. it was bigger than just a job. It was your identity. It's like, I'm a lawyer. That's who I am. That's what I am. And then when you start feeling God pulling you in a different direction, now it's hard to abandon that assignment because it's more than just a job. It's my identity. You've wrapped yourself up in a season and something that was temporary now becomes something that you can't imagine not being a part of your life. You know, so I will say that when you start really wrapping your mind around divorce, you got to wrap your mind on severing those ties. If it's a name, if it's a photo album, a ring, or anything, like the better that you can grasp the reality of what's happening, the better help you transition into your next. Because it's hard to step into your next when you're still holding on to your past.
Yeah, I would say the only, you know, exception to that is just people who do have kids with that last name, because I think it just adds an extra layer of complexity to making that decision. Because now, even, you know, with me having your last name and my kids doing that, like, people don't automatically tag me to being their parent. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because my last name is different. And yeah. I don't ever want them to feel like I'm not a part of them. I know that they know that I'm their mom and we're a family, but to little kids, families share a last name. You know what I'm saying? And it's harder to explain to them. Nia still calls me Brandy Pierce.
For real?
Yes.
I don't, for me, it's like, this is why I never advocate for divorce. Work it out. If you can, work it out. Now, I'm not saying that every situation is work outable. But I'm saying that when it's a possibility, try your hardest, give it everything you got, because there's just it's an impossible situation. Like, it's gonna be a little messy. It's mm-hmm. gonna be a rough transition, not just for you, but everybody involved, your family, you know, the people that connected to y'all. Like, it's a hard experience. So listen, even with me coming on the other side of it, and I think I'm blessed, I still say.
You think or you know?
Huh?
You think you or you know you blessed?
That's my position, but somebody might look at you and say, that ain't right. I don't know. I'm talking about what I feel. Yeah, so let's take some comments.
Jay gave some clarification. He said, that was 7 years ago. I caught their stuff on fire because she didn't want to have the police present while she got it. Now you don't have no reason to follow me around because there's nothing for me to give you. Problem solved.
Jayla, left eye as right.
Sierra says, it keeps ending on my end, but I keep refreshing it. I don't know. It's been doing that for the last few lives. Ryan Madison said, yes. I don't know what you're saying yes to, Booter. I mean,
hey, that's
sorry,
my dog.
Ryan. People still call you Booter. I'm sorry.
But, that's a grown man.
But yes. Trinity says, yeah, ma'am, I paid for this name, period. Shanika says, yes, give the name back. Kenneth says, Tina Turner says she keeping it, period.
Well, she was touring with that name. That was a business decision.
Well, Anna Mae Bullock just don't sound as good as Tina Turner.
Anna Mae Bullock, I ain't going to see her in concert.
I don't think it would have popped the same.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Go ahead.
Chrissy says, my mom kept my dad's last name because her kids, me and my brother, had that last name too. That's what I said, LOL.
Jay says, another thing, Michigan law is you can't force the spouse to change their name back. It can be added to the paper so they can have the option if they want. Yeah, I mean, my ex was more like Russell. He didn't fight me. He was just like, cool, whatever.
Tamla says, I will say, if kids are involved during the relationship, it has a whole other twist. Keep the photos for the children. That's true. That's true.
My kids, Braylon is probably old enough to remember looking at wedding pictures. Nia will never have an idea of what I look like in my wedding dress or any of that.
It's crazy to me that, like, I don't think for myself, I never realized how important it is for kids to have some semblance of, like, where they came from, what was the, like, genesis of what created me, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I never forget the first time the kids saw me and their mother hug. They were like, man, like, yo, this is mom and dad are hugging. I was like, why is this such a big deal? But for them, it was important to know, like, mm-hmm. I came from love. Mm-hmm. Right. So to us, it's like, man, this is painful to look at. But for them, it's like, once upon a time, you know what I mean? Like, and it's, I can see why it's good to have that. Yeah.
The pictures, you mean?
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rough one.
It is.
Because it's like, where are they at? Yeah, like, you know, like, what I mean?
And when, what do you feel when you walk in and we're like going through the wedding album? Yeah, this was mommy, and then this was when we kissed, and this was our honeymoon. And
emotionally mature.
You are, but not everybody is.
Nah, I didn't say I was. Oh. I said you gotta be to do that. I don't know how I react. I'm probably gonna leave out this. I'll come back a little bit later. Let y'all wrap this on up.
Candace said, my mom kept hers after the divorce, but she had it for 15 years already, so it was more convenient. Same with my grandma. Shalanda says, my granny kept her married name. Her last name is still Glenn, although my grandpa has remarried.
Is that a little awkward? It seems like it would be, but I don't know. I'm curious from someone who's like lived through that. Like, if you're, say you never remarried, your last name is Pierce, would you feel a way if he got remarried and she took on last name? And it's like,
I'm gonna tell you something I've never told you before. It's like,
but you gonna do it here
weird,
on the plane?
Yeah. It's like a weird, not fear. It's just a situation that I think about, but that I never want to be in. Is that we're all at the school, me, your ex, you, and the kids. And one of the teachers says, Mrs. Davis, and we both answer. It's just like one of those awkward situations that I never want to be in. And I think about so stuff specific. Like that. It is. Well, I think that's the only time that we would all be together and somebody would say, Mrs. Davis. Most of the time, we're all together very often, but somebody says Brandy or Tab. Yeah. They don't call us Mrs. Davis. Mm. But like, if she turns around and say, yes, even though that's her name, I'm a fill away. That's the honest God truth. I will fill away.
What's her name?
I understand. Well, it's her name. Feel... But it's her name because she was married to you.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that that's her name. So, yeah, I think I would fill away. I think about that. Like, I get, like, not heart palpitations, but.
That's a lot. It's a lot. Like, what?
I get like, okay, Brandy, you're going to have to watch your face. You're going to be, don't be like, no, excuse me, I'm Mrs. Davis.
What if she legitimately was talking to her?
I mean, and that's it. Like, the confusion. Like, who are you talking to? Which one is it? Why are both of these ladies answering for this man? Are they both his wife? Like,
it's not just specific.
It's not. It's just something that, you know.
You I get have, it.
It's a legitimate concern.
I feel you. I have nothing for that. I don't know.
Yeah, because you don't know. You don't know that experience.
But you know like, what,
you're
though?
Mr. Davis, and you'll always be.
But you, well, on a much smaller scale, I'm like learning to stop explaining my family dynamics to people who it's so like really difficult. Non-consequential. Like, I remember one time, our youngest, it was the first time riding the bus, and she was riding it to her father's house. And there was a little confusion. So I was trying to make sure that she knew what bus she was getting on, all that stuff. So I went to the office and I'm trying to, and they're like, oh, so she's going to dad? And you are, I said, she's going to her dad's. where's her bus supposed to be at? Her name is like, but like, I stopped feeling the need to be like, oh yeah, well, then my stepdaughter will be married. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So I'm like, oh, how many kids do you have? Well, I got two biologically, then I got bonus babies, because I don't want to say stepkids, I got bonus babies.
It's complicated. It is.
These three is what they wanted, but these two is mine, but we one big, like, I'm not doing all that. This is my family.
But at the school, they see you and they just assume that you're her dad, because you're really the only one that they see. You go to parent-teacher conferences, you pick her up every day that she gets picked up. So, yeah.
So when I went to the office and I'm trying to tell them she's trying to get to her dad's house, they're like,
you are her dad.
Where's the bus at? Like, because I'm not finna keep, you know what I mean? Or even at, like, the other day, I had a coworker who knows I have a son who goes to Michigan State.
Oh, okay, yes.
So we got in a really nuanced conversation because she also has a blended family. And I said, man, you know, we're kind of dealing blah, 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 student loans, you know, different addresses. But and she was like, wait, that's not your about? I said, oh, no, no. And she's like, oh. But I just got irritated, like, that's my son. Like, I don't, like, I just, I'm detaching myself from feeling the need to explain.
Yeah, the baby was in the hospital before Christmas. Mm. And it's, now when they're going over history, it's necessary.
They call me Mr. Pierce.
Yeah, they did.
It just came back to my mind.
Now that's funny.
The look I gave that lady. because she came in and she was like, she wasn't feeling good. So she was literally like I'm holding her like a baby. And she came and she was like, hey, your dad? And I said, yeah. She was like, all right, Mr. Pierce.
Like, she said it hard too. The hard P, huh? Said,
it's Davis. It's Davis. She was like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Now, you, if she had your information, she should know that your last name ain't. But I digress.
but me trying to explain the family dynamics to everybody, because they're like, okay, so is she in the house with anybody who has asthma? I'm like, well, she in this house, but then she go to this house and it's these kids, and then she go to this house and it's my husband and me and these kids, and then
but they got 80 mama house. Like,
but then she got a dad girlfriend and he got, and she got kids
and a cat and a.
So like, when I'm talking to you, I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone with my husband. And she was like, oh, well, you can let him hear so I can explain to him about the cat. I'm like, no, he not the dad with the cat. She's like, oh, okay. Like, it's just, it's complicated. And it's complicated for no reason. So I get it. Like, I don't want to have to explain, but there are situations where you have to.
Is it that complicated? It's 2024. Blended families are almost more commonplace. Like, you find it more surprised. Like, oh.
That's your real y'all been married 20? Your real daddy?
You got both your parents out? The biological? Like, it's, that's more rare
it's
now.
It's true. It's true.
Y'all got to stop being all surprised. It's like, I'm not finna go through my family tree with you.
Just, and they be surprised too. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me understand. Okay, now your mom. Real y'all, mom, right? Okay, not stepmom.
We got to make the main thing. Nowadays, y'all tripping on misgendering people. Don't misname me. Because
Mr. Pierce is hilarious.
Oh, I got stuck.
I would have fell out.
I got stabbed in my side. Oh, yeah. No, that would have made me mad.
That's the same thing as a double Mrs. Davis to me.
No. I was good. Like, I made it through that. But if you would have laughed, I said,
I would have fallen on the floor. Yep. I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, you fell for it because I would have pushed you. That's funny. How about that?
I would have called you Mr. Pierce the whole day.
I would have moved out. I don't know what to tell you other than, like, they would have been the most pettiest divorce of all time. What happened? Man, we at the hospital. She go.
She going to call me Mr. Pierce after late and I messed up my name.
Every counselor in the world is like, is that serious? I can't. Stop playing with me.
Go ahead, read the comments.
No, I don't even. Now I got an attitude. Funny.
You shouldn't have told me that.
Now I got an attitude. I'd have lost some of the comments. I'm at.
Okay, so Charity says, yep, my maiden name is still on my car loan. Only like, yo, that's mine. But my bank made me change it to in the drive-thru one day because of my license. I was like, do you want me to come in? Dude was like, nah, we finna do this right now. I was just talking real big on the phone to my best friend about not changing my name at the bank. Bank said, oh, yeah, watch this usher dance. Jay says, it is awkward when the ex keeps the last name and the current spouse has the last name and they operate in the same circles, like going to PTA meetings and things like that. He said, is it awkward? Yeah. I mean, we don't have the PTA, but again, I shared my fear with you. Ryan Madison says, you can call me Booter. Oh, thank you. Good. He said, but it's Ryan now. And there is a no I in my last. Oh, it's Madison. Yeah, I knew that. But yes, to giving the name back. I can call him Booter, but I got to get his last name.
He had to write a whole comment like, okay, if I'm going to be on here, you not finna jack my name up like that.
Eddie. Hi, Eddie. He said, will the real Mrs. Davis please stand up? And that's exactly how it's going to feel. I don't know. Eddie. Eddie is a new name as well. Welcome to the live, but yes, that's exactly how it would feel. Candace says, crazy and sorry if this is awkward, but Brandy, I was just going through pics and seeing a picture of me and Lamar at your first wedding. Saying this only because Nia may not see any of those pics from your first wedding at your house or his house, but I'm sure I'm not the only person who has pics of that day. That's true. That's very true. Maybe you can share the picture. Is it? Oh, it's you and Lamar, though. Am I in it? Are we in it? If you so, send it. I can show her. Shalana says, technically, she is Miss Davis and you're Mrs. Davis. I'm just saying. Very true. Charity also says, I'm so glad that's not an issue that I'm going to have doubles. Yeah, it's a mess. Jay says, wait, Russ, what was the face you made again when she said Mr. Pierce?
Huh?
Jay wants to see the face that stop. You said when.
Y'all gonna go play with me. Y'all make a mockery.
When she called you Mr. Pierce.
I'm gonna stop confiding in y'all. I'm gonna stop opening up because y'all playing on my emotions.
He put it in all caps. He said, make the face.
Jay say y'all gonna be sister wives. How about that?
Me and who?
He responded to the Will the Real Miss Davis stand up and he said, they gonna be like, ah, they sister wives.
from the back of the throat. Who? Nah.
Jay said, talking about, ooh, they kinky. Okay. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
All right, y'all cutting up. It's not gonna happen ever.
I ain't gonna lie. I almost lost my bottom lip when he said that. I was like, I was bit my bottom lip smooth off. It hurt.
I'm sorry, like, that's funny. You should have never let me in.
It felt like somebody stabbed me.
It's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
It's hurtful.
The thing is, it's like, okay, I can see why you thought that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that when your dad called me Tab. I'd be like, man, I'd be trying to give him a pass.
He got a brain injury. Don't do that.
I'd be trying to give him a pass.
Don't do that.
I'd be trying to give him a pass. He always feels so bad. Oh, man, you know, Brandy, I just, I'm like, man, it's all right, Pop.
We know, I thought we didn't do first names. You said Tab. Wait,
oh, my bad. They don't know. It could be short for Tabalitha or
something. All right. 35 minutes in. On some nonsense.
My bad.
Yeah. Nah, it's divorce is rough, y'all. It's just, it's rough.
It sucks. But it's funny afterwards. Like, we can laugh at this stuff and some of the experiences.
I still have not found the comedy in.
Yeah, you just laughed at the Mr. Pierce thing. That'll only happen to you because I'm divorced.
I didn't laugh. Y'all laughed. Y'all laughed.
You laughed. You made it funny. When you told the story, you said it in a laughable manner.
So
it
just gave
us permission to laugh and think it was funny.
Keep from crying.
Ooh, I hope he don't watch this episode because he would laugh at that.
You're trying. It's at this point, it's like you trying to make it worse.
Charity said petty, pretty hard too. Yeah.
Don't ever let, you know what?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to laugh at it.
I can't wait
till
the next parent teacher conference.
No, I'm not that.
I can't wait.
You should not have told me that
Mrs.
story.
Davis, who you talking to? Which one? Which? There's two of them.
This is my ex and this is my new wife.
Okay, wait till
they're
the
both
next.
Mrs. Davis.
Parent teacher conferences. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's okay. You just watch me cut up in there. You want me to tear nibble up? That's fine too. We here in the sanctity of our home on the podcast. You want me to tear them kids school up?
No, let's find the comedy in all of it.
That's fine.
What? So we talked about giving the ring back, and we talked about on the episode.
Uh-huh. Who should propose, the man or the woman?
Who should propose? Some people don't care about this. They're like, whatever, it's not a big deal. I still have not seen a reverse proposal that felt right.
Felt correct.
Every time you see it, you be like,
she about to do it, ain't she?
She on her knees. She in a dress somewhere.
Look at his friends laughing at him in the background.
A dude doing like this. When the dude put his hand out to get the ring slipped on, they'd be like,
I've seen it done with a watch, and I felt like it wasn't that bad.
When you got to switch up the jewelry, like, that's when you know you doing too much.
I've seen
an engagement watch is crazy.
The other people, she did it with a watch.
What kind of, was it like a nice watch? Was it like a Rolex or something?
Huh? I don't know. I don't know watches like that. It was nice. It had some diamonds on it.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
And she didn't get on one knee. They were sitting at a table and she came around on his side. She asked her to face him, talk to him real smooth, real nice. I mean, she laid some game down and then she had a box. She had the watch box.
No judgment right now in the chat. Is there any ladies who are present right now who are okay with proposing? Fellas, if you're on the chat right now, are you okay with being proposed to?
No, I don't believe any man that's going to say they're okay with that.
Well, don't do that, because it might be someone who's like, I'm cool with it, and you sitting here judging them before they even get an answer.
I'm judging you, sir.
All right, calm down.
Man up. No, I'm just playing.
Calm down, sis.
Jay says, first Charity said, now that's the petty I'm on to. Jay says, B gonna be like, FaceTime me. She not coming. Jay also says, she gonna be like, take notes and tell me what multiplication problems they need to work on. Shayla says, the man does, period. Charity said, Uno is not a game played here. I don't know if I understand that.
Lex says, a woman proposing is so weird to me.
Eddie said, the man, if she has to find another guy. Shanika says, the man. Ronnie says, the man, of course. Jay says, I'm laughing too hard this episode. How he put his hand out.
Don't put your hand out like this, fam. Put your hand back.
Shanika says, I'm not. Absolutely not. Jay says, on my stepdad. If they propose to me, I'm pushing her over Spartan stuff.
I swear, if I saw Brady about to get, because towards like the part our relationship where we both knew we were gonna get married, she was hitting heavy. And I never thought she would do that, but I swear in my mind, I was like, yo, what if she like try, I would snatch her up so fast. What do you do? Get out.
Sis, not that desperate.
Now here's what I want to know. Mm-hmm. I want to know this. What happens that leads to that inevitable decision? Like, do you think they were always like, I want to be the one to propose? Or do you think, you know, I'm going to ask a different question. I'm going to ask a better question. Do you think you feel this way based on tradition? Is it just because it doesn't look right? Or do you think there are some legitimate nature, like the nature of a man, the nature of a woman, as to why that should happen? Do you think it's just, I just look weird? Or is it like, nah, a man should do it because X, Y, and Z? I want to know. And don't give you a opinion.
I'm not. Okay. I was just going to say, if you listen to the episode at all, you know this was one of those we just don't agree type of situations. And we fell on different ends of the spectrum on that. Shalana says, the man. This is not up for debate.
I was just about to read that.
Oh, go ahead. We don't need any extra Chrissy Lampkins out
we
here.
We talked about the episode.
I'm so sorry Chrissy got to be a noun, but she's like the epitome of that.
It was so cringe. If you know what we're talking about, we're talking about the episode of Love and Hip Hop when Jim Jones got proposed to. And of all people, him. Like,
I was going to say, Jim Jones is a nigga. Like, he not just like a regular like watch guy.
Watch your mouth. Like, yeah, like you got a thug. It's a hood dude who had his hand out like this.
Oh, I don't remember that. But that ring was nice.
But she, you know why you remember it? Because he was like this. He was like, I do.
She iced him out. We gonna clip that into
she
this.
She slipped the ring on his finger.
Will Viacom get us if we clip that into this?
Nah,
podcast?
It's all good. I'm gonna just keep this our sound, but I'm gonna just play the audio over it. Yeah, nah. Don't get Chrissy'd out here, fellas. It's a verb now.
Charity says reverse isn't Uno Brady. Yes, absolutely. Eddie says, imagine if he says no.
I would. Yeah, get up. Don't do this. No, I won't marry you.
Jay says, after the Jim Jones debacle, you think this wouldn't be a thing anymore, the way she was left looking crazy.
And still didn't get married.
Yeah, like they still together and fooling around. Like, after that, after you embarrassed me and said no, I don't already embarrass myself by asking you, but you're going to double embarrass me by saying no, we're done. We can't come back from that.
Candace says the man should do it because I think it says he's ready. If he ain't asking, he not ready. That's facts.
Shayla says it just is. It's just the rule in life, period. It's a life rule. If you look up the book of life under engagement, man must propose. Shanika says they playing house still, and that's really sad. Jalen says Chrissy about to be a noun like Monica Lewinsky.
Oh my god.
Charity said, is the relationship over if the no is said on the other side? So if
that's a good question.
If whoever you are, man or woman, get proposed to,
and the person says no,
or you propose and the person says no, is the relationship over? I think you got to give me a really good reason why you said no.
Yeah, it depends. Like, first of all, this is just me. I'm not proposing just cold. Like,
we've had some conversations.
We've had conversations. We've had some intentional, like, hey, look, I want you to be, like, when I proposed to you, you already knew I wanted you to be my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I knew you wanted to be my wife.
Look, as soon as I heard the rhyme, yes!
I'd be so confused. Like, oh, so you just went in cold. Like, it's like y'all had no pre-conversation.
Well, maybe they like had conversations, but the person was telling them like, I don't think I'm ready yet, or...
And you just said...
You know what? I'm just going to ask her. It feels
she
good.
Just need to hear me.
Her birthday's coming up.
She need to see this ring.
I've already set everything in motion. I already asked her dad. Like, it's time.
Yeah, nah. Like, I never got... Like, how did you get told no? You just went in?
But see, I feel like... I mean, I don't know how you get there without knowing the person's heart before then. But once you are there and they say... I feel like no isn't... the end of the relationship, because being engaged does not mean you're getting married tomorrow.
The ones that are no's is like the Joe Budden proposals. It's like, I've been a dog for the whole relationship, and I think this ring is going to show you I'm serious.
Oh, nah.
It's like, I'm ready to be your husband, girl. It's
but
like,
then why are you still in a relationship with the person?
I don't want it no more.
Like, why would I, if I don't want to, this, if I don't see this relationship progressing to something else, maybe I desire marriage, but I'm not sure I desire it with you. Why am I still in a relationship with you?
Because relationships don't, a lot of relationships right now have nothing to do with marriage. At one point, dating, courting, being together was for the purpose of building towards that union. Nowadays, it's just like, you who I'm rocking with right now. Like,
you like me, I like you, cool.
Like, whoever said I wanted to marry you, we was going together. Like, but I think it's changed. I think, I don't know. I'm a little old school in that regard. I still think like.
Oh, I got such a good question that I was going to ask you anyways.
Hit me with
it. It goes right in line with this.
Hit me with it. I was in the middle of a thought, but it's all
good. Go ahead. You got it?
I don't even remember no more.
All right. Come on, big
dog. I just be talking.
Can you be pressured into a relationship?
Yes.
You believe that?
You did it to me. You came right up to me and said, you my
first
boyfriend.
First of all, we were in the eighth grade and there was no pressure. I asked you a question, you responded. Where's the pressure?
No, that wasn't the question. You said, you my boyfriend. I said, okay.
No, you could have been like, nah, girl, you crazy.
You didn't ask me. You said, you're my boyfriend.
You wanted me.
And you were a bully already before this. So I was like, I have to say yes to this.
Worked
I'm
gonna
out get
well
out here.
For you.
No, I'm joking. I think you can. And you usually find that with people who, number one, have a hard time being assertive and have a hard time with a tendency to people please. And those people, a lot of times, I can have affections for you. I can have feelings for you and still not necessarily think that you are a good fit for me. And you see this more so in the case when there's already relationships that's been in progress. And at one point, maybe this was a person you chose. But now that you've built an emotional connection, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt you. Like, I love you. But man, if I'm being honest with myself, I'm not that happy. You could be in a relationship and not want to be there, but still not have the, you know what I'm saying? And it gets even worse when like your life start combining. Y'all got a bank account. Y'all live together.
You doing that without ever being in a relationship with somebody? You combining bank accounts and living together?
No, I'm saying in the context, in that scenario I'm talking about, you're in the relationship already. You don't want to be, but you feel the pressure of staying
in
it.
No, I mean to beginning. Like, I get pressure to stay in it, but can you be pressured into starting a relationship with someone? Like, if somebody puts so much pressure on you that you just cave in and go in a relationship.
That's people get married off pressure.
I don't understand that. Maybe it's my personality style. How can you get pressure into a relationship? I was trying to make my mind fathom that concept.
I think it's a type of personality type. Like, I think you can. Oh, I think bad. You can have reservations and like you can get so much of, I want to get married, when we going to get married? Like, you playing blah, 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 blah. Just, yeah, I mean, we ain't getting no younger, girl. We might as well do it.
I remember like it used to be a thing where like you said you got trapped, right? Because way back when, if you had a baby, you might as well just go ahead and get married. Like, you don't just go and be a single mom back then. So it was like this concept of being trapped. Nowadays, it's single parents out here both ways. So I just don't understand like how somebody gets trapped into a relationship that they don't want to be into starting it. I get a personality trait, but if it's somebody that you don't want to be in a relationship with, how do you get so far in it that now it's a relationship and you're stuck?
I just feel like relationships these days are so like loose.
Loosey-goosey.
Like, you can be kicking it with somebody. You can be long-term friends with benefits, and all you got to do is start going places together in public. Like, when you take it outside of the sneaky link territory, and now y'all going places together, y'all seeing places together, eventually y'all talk for so long, no one even made a commitment to say, hey, look, I want you to be woman, at one point back in the day, you had to like ask, like,
yeah,
hey, yo, we've been talking, like, will you go with me?
Period.
They don't do that no more.
You asked me to be your girlfriend?
They don't do that no more. It's not a thing anymore.
It's a requirement.
Nowadays, if you just talking for a minute, it's just assumed.
It's a requirement, ladies.
You can assume yourself a relationship. You can, and honestly, though, you could be messing with somebody so much without making any real commitment, any verbal commitment. All you got to do is have emotions towards them that make you feel like, oh, you messing with them? You with them? Mm-hmm. What about us? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying it's right. And like I said, I'm old school. But I just think I can see how in today's landscape of how we do relationships, it's very easy for you to just be in a relationship without ever actually making a commitment. You just got to mess with each other over an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm. I guess to have, what is it? To each its own. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be me, as the kids say. So they're talking about our proposal in here. Shalonda says, I cried when Russ proposed to Brandy. Never mind. I'm going to keep that to myself. Charity says, totally does, pressure cooker style. Jay says, if a proposal is on the table, then it's a signal that the dating process is at its max and this is the next level for us. For one, before you started dating, one of the biggest things to talk about is their view on marriage. If they're not on the level and you are...
If they're not on that level, yes, and you are, you cannot change their point of view on it.
Period. Charity says, we ain't combining accounts. Nope.
That part. Charity also said, reservation is going to get better. Jalen says, is it pressure or compromise if being in a relationship is a requirement to do certain things for that person and they agree to do it?
Is it like just like a mutual agreement thing? Like, if we're going to do these things, that means we're in a relationship. So if you do those things, then you're in a relationship with me, whether we talked about it or discussed it or not. Like, if we're gonna have sex, you my boyfriend.
I don't want to be in a relationship that was a compromise or pressure. Both of them just or sound
negotiation.
Like,
huh? Like, what are we doing?
Like, well, look, I don't really want to be with you, but since we're sleeping together, yeah, like, you might as well be my, look, I like you, you like me, I ain't going nowhere, you ain't going nowhere, let's just be together. I don't want that. Yeah, I want to choose, right. I want the person I'm with. I chose you. You chose me.
Can a girl ask you to be her boyfriend if she don't want to ask you to be her husband? Can she? Does it work that same way with like boyfriend and girlfriend? Can I say, will you be my boyfriend? Or is that on the man to ask to?
I don't feel as much like weight with that. Like when we're just talking about building a relationship, like if a girl like introduced the concept like, hey, look, we've been talking for a minute. I really like I want to know what you think about going to the next level. I wouldn't be like, yo, why you ask me that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
So she can ask you to be her boyfriend, just not her husband.
Yeah, I'm with that. I still, not so much on that end, but I feel like there's some instances where there's a little bit more weight to do some vetting to see where the man is at. With nowadays how, I don't know. And maybe it's just because I know a lot of dudes and I'm a guy and I know how we think and I'm not that familiar with. I think y'all PR department is just bomb because women just, the way y'all image is set up, like, you know, I don't know, in late.
A couple out there trying to taint it.
Lately, it's, I don't know, y'all PR department is messing up. But I do think, like, I don't know, like, I think it's important for you to have, like, a real gauge on, like, if you subscribe to old school belief system, like, if you subscribe to a man at the head of the household, man's supposed to be the leader, and all, if you subscribe to that, I think you should. It's very important to know where he's at. I'm not saying him asking you to marry you or him asking you to go out is you knowing, but I do think that when you see his intention in his actions, when you see his desire based on what he decides and what he's choosing for his life and how he includes you, I think that tells you something. Not always, but I think sometimes that can tell you something about where he's at and what his intentions are. If every new level of the relationship, you're the one initiating the new level, that tells you at baseline, okay, maybe he just don't got a good plan. Maybe he's just in here freestyling and, you know, when I come to him in the conversation, it ain't like he's, you know, against it, but he ain't bringing it up.
He don't have no intentions.
He has no intentions. We was kicking it, you know what I mean? When it came to sleeping together, he was all gung-ho. Like, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I just want to connect with you like that. But when it came to, all right, what's the next phase? Where are we going from here? If it's always on you and never the man, I think that's a telltale sign about what type of leadership you're inviting into your home if you subscribe to that.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, real, I mean? Good. That's real good. You got to see it in the signs. I was like, because a man can tell, or person, excuse me, can tell you whatever they want to tell you. But if their actions don't back that up, like what they're saying is really just lip service. So if you're telling me you're a good leader and you have a plan and you think about things, but I don't see that in how you rule yourself within our dating relationship. Yeah, I don't want you to be my husband.
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Especially with one of the more consequential decisions like, hey, let's get married, you know.
Listen, I don't think that a woman should propose to a man.
Yeah, but it wasn't based on like those. Did I do a better job explaining it today?
No. I mean, you tried
to. You just said you agree.
I agree with what you're saying about, you were just talking about how they govern themselves in a relationship.
I'm talking about taking it to the next step.
Like, I would never want to be in a relationship with a man that I had to propose to. Because that tells me that he's indecisive. Like, if you can't come to me and say.
And that's what I was trying to say. It's not just about, well, the man's supposed to do it just because the man's supposed to do it.
But that's because I believe that that is a man's responsibility.
And there's some like, yeah. I think there's some intentionality behind that. It's not just like, hey, this is what man's supposed to do. I think there's a reason why you should want the man to do that. You know what I mean? Because I think if you're going to want a man to lead you, if you want a man to like, once again, if this is what you subscribe to, like, yeah, I know there's a bunch of different lifestyles right now. I'm just saying.
Ooh, many lifestyles. Jesus.
Too many lifestyles.
Jesus. Eddie says, she going to say, so what are we? Yeah, that's how we ask now.
What are we?
What are we doing? Charity says that what are we conversation is determined to.
Is a deterrent.
Or deterrent to we go together. Jay says, swear these days that they can go on for years and not be in a relationship. But as soon as someone step out and get a boyfriend or girlfriend, that they like, why is your feelings hurt? We weren't together.
Is there long term slides?
What is a slide?
Like the person you just creeping with, like your.
A side chick? Or nah, you're not
side chick is like you in a relationship. Okay. What they call it?
A situationship?
Not the situationship. There's a word for it. I feel so old right now.
I don't know.
It's it's like a sneaky link.
Oh, sneaky.
Is there such thing as like long term sneaky links? Like we've been hooking up for like years. It's never been no more than that. But like for 5 years, we just have sex. Is that a thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is there like a short term type of situationship?
I don't subscribe to those type of things, so I don't know. Y'all got to answer that question.
Jay. I'm just playing. I just like, hey, yo, Jay. No, is there like a
I ain't gonna lie though. If anybody know, Jay know.
I'm just asking. I don't know. I just think he's cultured. He knows these things.
He said that's an interim intercourse worker. Teresa said, I done stayed up late and caught y'all live. Hey, Teresa.
What up, dude?
Eddie said, yep. Charity said, no labels. And yes, that link is long term sometimes. Shalana says, it's a thing. I know some people who have been messing around for years.
Did you read these ones? The pressure cooker style from Charity and if a proposal is on the table from Jay? That one looked like a good one.
I don't know.
If a proposal is on the table, then it's a signal that the dating process is at its max. And this is the next level for us. For one, before you start dating, one of the biggest things to talk about is... Yes, I did ask that. Mm-hmm. Yep, dang. My stuff is... you all the way at the bottom.
Yes, that's what I said. Shalanda was the last one. It says, it's a thing. I know some people who have been messing around for years. I feel like messing around is like for old people. That's what we do.
We old now, y'all.
You're like 40 and up. That's the term.
I've been messing around.
You've been messing around. Just messing around. I ain't doing nothing but messing around.
Yeah, they be talking a different language now. I be inappropriate in school and I don't even know it. Trying to repeat what they saying.
Jay said, Charity said it best. LOL. I was trying to make it G-rated. An interim intercourse worker. All right. That was your best at G-rated? All right, y'all.
I think the inner woven, like for me, thing about like when you're navigating this thing is like just whatever it is you desire, be intentional with that. Like if you don't want nothing serious, be intentional about maintaining that. Don't just I think the issue comes in is like when we try to deceive people into making them see the picture that they want to see to get what we want from them. Right? Like I know you want a relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. But I'm okay with letting you think that I do so I can get what I want from you.
Like manipulation.
I desire you physically. So I'm going to tell you what you want to hear so I can get that. You know what I mean? Or maybe I don't want marriage, but you asked me in front of all your family and I don't want to embarrass you. So I'll say yes. But now we have this super long engagement period or this rocky engagement period because I really don't want that. But I also don't know how to be direct and I don't want to hurt your feelings and I don't want to break up with you. I just don't see you as my husband or I don't see you as my wife or whatever. You know, it's like be intentional across whatever is going on. Like I'm learning and I think I'm more along the lines of like, I just don't like hurting people's feelings. But when it comes to like consequential stuff, like I'm not finna play with that. Like, hey, look, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad I was not. I mean, I wish I was more like you, but still with the ability to just be like, nah, that's not for me. We talked about that in what, 2 episodes ago? When we're like, we just have to be okay with saying like, nah, that's just not for me. And yeah. I think that's so applicable in this situation. And I am 100% big on just being like, no, I can't do that with you no more. Mm-hmm. It's too much. And that I think we need more of that in the world.
That part.
We need more people who just ready to have a harsh conversation and maybe even possibly hurt somebody's feelings. If it means protecting your peace and your sanity, like they will get over their feelings.
That part. And sometimes it's better to like, hurt their feelings in the moment, rip the Band-Aid off versus you trying to spare their feelings and you drag out a longer heartbreak. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Charity says, or she ghosts him right after that embarrassing performance. Hurt feelings for the win. Man, yo, that's the thing. That's cringe, yo. Like when you see the grand proposal, like the really big ass, like in front of like a Yankees game or something. It's like, yo, you did that without knowing what it was going. Like when they do that big asking, it's like, can we talk?
Get up. I've only seen that in the movies. I would love to see somebody record somebody say no. I've never seen that.
Go to YouTube and type in failed proposals. It is the most gut-wrenching cringe you will ever experience in your life. Family got their phones out, they crying, and while they're waiting on something, it's just like, what's going on? Did she say it?
Everybody phone just go off.
When he closed the box, put it back in his pocket, it's like
yeah. That's a setup that I'm just not ready for.
That's all right, Ike. That's all right, Ike.
Somebody do that to one of my sons. We gotta fight. And that's on my mama.
I wish my son would say, hey, I'm out of post. Have you talked to her about this? Didn't y'all just break up a couple months ago? Like, is this, you know, what was going on?
Jay said, why don't they do it like the movies when someone proposes and the person is like, Gerald, let me talk to you in the kitchen real quick.
That's what they do. Get up, let's talk. Let's go talk. If I should marry me and you say, can we talk? I already know what it is. I'm leaving.
I'm about to tear it all up.
I'm leaving.
Teresa says, emotional adulting, and that is it. Charity says, please bring that homework back next week. Failed proposals. I'm going to go watch them. Woo. I'm going to watch them. I'm only can watch a couple because I'm in a season.
It's
right now,
rough. But
I'm only going to watch a couple, but I want to see what it's like. Okay, Jay's cutting up in the comments. So there's some things that I'm just not about to read that involve eggplant emojis.
Oh, yo. Hey, how did the chat get so...
Somehow.
Oh, Jay.
I just traced
it back. It's Jay. Yeah,
somehow.
It's him. He always leads the chat there.
That's why we're not giving y'all no sex episode. It's Jay Foss, just so y'all know.
Yeah. And you know what, though? He made a joke about it, but I ain't going to do that. Yeah, we passed the hour. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I am going to do that. This is why you cannot subscribe to modern day ideas about like sex, right? I know it's like real loose modern day. It's just like, hey, we all got the itch we need to scratch. We're all adults. Do your thing. But more than just like what feels good to your body, it's something spiritual that happens when you have sex with somebody. And we think it's a comfort thing where after the relationship, you can let go of everything. You can move out. You can not talk to them for days on end. But the one area that you have a hard time letting go of is the sex. And there's a bunch of ideas on that. You know, girls say, I don't want to add another number, or he just know what I like, or the guy just like, hey, I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've been there before, like, I miss her, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, it's an attachment that's hard to break. And You have no idea the type of doors that you open up when you become intimate with somebody like that. Intimacy isn't just a word for sex. It's a word for closeness. And it's very few things that bring somebody closer together than when we talk about sex. The Bible calls it becoming one, right? That wasn't just an analogy for marriage. That was an analogy for what we talk about when we talk about sex. As another word that they use when they say he knew her. Or she knew him. Mm-hmm. When they say that in the Bible, they're talking about sex. And think of how, like, when God's describing sex, he's saying it like that's truly knowing them, becoming one. You know how scary that is? Think of some of the people you've had sex with in your life. And think of becoming one with them.
Unless you're offering therapy with this, I don't think you should have people reminiscing on that. That's depressing.
Nah. Sitting in it. And I'm not just talking about like the good times. Or like,
depressing.
Think about some of the attributes, some of the things that you're like, man, yo, that person was really toxic. And think of those attributes being attached to you and having to work and pray that off for you and therapize that off for you.
Like, I can attribute several of my personality traits to people that I was intimate with that were not a part of my demeanor, my persona before, until I coupled myself with somebody who was like that. And I took on those attributes and believed that that was really a part of me. And again, through some hard spiritual work, had to learn that, like, nah, that's something you picked up.
Nah, for real. Nah, for real. Y'all know we, listen.
That's what we gonna sex episode about.
This one here. I remember the first sex episode was like, really heavy
on summit.
It was teen summit, like
why people make the choices that they make.
And ever since we got married, it's just been nasty.
It has not. I don't think any of our, I don't believe that any of our sex episodes have been raunchy. Not even when we came down in our negligee and robes.
I didn't say raunchy is the word. Nasty though.
You came here giving
it's the reason it's our most watched episode. It's a reason. Across all platforms.
People like talking about sex.
But we've done three of them. The one that jumps is the one.
Which one was it?
The one we talking about, the rose. And
That was just funny. I had a conversation with that about talking about that with our first lady on the podcast. She was like, You talked about that on your podcast? I said, well, we didn't talk about like what we do with it. We just talked about the experience of buying it and trying to smuggle it back into Michigan.
Smuggle is crazy. Smuggle toys back in the suitcase is crazy.
Jay says, wait, why Jay stop it? Just because Jay be in there acting outrageous. And so Russell said he wants to rein in the context of the sex episode so that they aren't going too far. And JB Wilding. Charity says, coming to America, when you and Daryl decide to plan my life, include me in it. Walks off. Jay says, wait, B, no, I was just joking. Don't cancel the sex episode. I'll behave.
Oh my God.
Charity says, physical touch is hard to release because it touched a place no one else can have.
That's real.
Eddie said, the rose. It makes me realize that some people have not went back that far into what they never told us history and don't know the story of the rose. Jay says, okay, after this, I will behave. The first one was definitely generic Walmart vanilla. Shanika says, smuggling is insane. Jenny says, essence is literally left behind, the personalities and all types of other things.
Nah, for real.
Facts.
For real, for real. For real, for real. Be careful who you give access to yourself to. And I'm not just talking about just your time. That too, but I'm talking about your body. You can cut them off and they're still, you'll still be dealing with them. You'll have anxiety. You could go your whole life never having anxiety problems. Lay down with somebody, all of a sudden you have trouble sleeping at night. That was me. Never had no anxiety before. Lay down with a girl who had anxiety problems and literally could not go to sleep without being high or buzzed or drunk. Like, and that never was me.
Is that what led to the hornets?
Huh?
Is that what led to the hornets? The murder hornets?
Maybe. I mean,
that.
The world was, that was a crazy time. Okay, it was murder hornets, COVID, they burned down a Target, George Floyd got killed. That was a crazy time. But I've never been that dude who like stresses or was anxious, so I wouldn't be surprised. But that was that same time frame.
Wow.
For real. But yeah, all right, infomercial over. You guys have a wonderful night. Thank you for rocking with us. We'll be back on Tuesday. You have some more comments or something?
Charity just says, sings my body belongs to God. And Jay says, them soul ties be made of vibranium. No lie. Like, why am I longing for this person who is no good?
It's like, I don't even like you.
You done did me bold.
But the flashback still will slap you in the back of the head. Like, man, oh,
and
shoot.
And have you dialing at 12 o'clock at night trying to get somebody to come over and talk about some what you doing. Knowing he about to do you bold. Hey, that's what he doing.
Hey, baby.
Lying on you.
Goodness, got you over there bringing lunch. You ate
for no reason, but man, to get your heart broke and your butt wet. Get it over. Get over it. Get over it.
Lord.
All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. We gone. Have a wonderful night. We'll see you next Tuesday, and come back next Thursday. Stop making us tag y'all. Y'all know we gonna be here. Don't forget about us. Come
even
back.
Even if we
with
a little late, we gonna be here.
Come kick it with the gang.
No message on Facebook. We coming.
That part, y'all. Always remember, we love love.
And y'all should love love too.
Peace.